WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. We're about 5 weeks from the start of the filing period for next year's elections. Someone who was planning to retire but has reconsidered is Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk.
It was a very easy decision, honestly. I wasn't ready for retirement, and I hope I get the opportunity to continue to serve Brazos County.
Kirk, who will be seeking his sixth term, says his decision came in part after the murder of Constable Brian Bachman.
He and I had really wanted him to be the next sheriff following my tenure, but that's not the sole reason.
Kirk also says there are a variety of projects and programs he wants to continue in both the law enforcement and jail operations if he is reelected. The swearing-in of Navasota's new police chief was a family affair with connections to Grimes and Brazos counties. Justin Leith, who was raised in Bryan, talked about his father, Greg, who is a lieutenant with the College Station Police Department.
He instilled a work ethic and drive in me a long time ago that if you want to do something, not only are you going to do it right, but you're going to do it the right way.
Leith also talked about the family of law enforcement in general.
Especially with the environment today and in today's nation, I would encourage those of you that are not a law enforcement member or part of an organization to go out and thank those that are.
Leith was sworn in by Navasota's municipal judge. John LaFleur noted he was sworn in as a peace officer in 1968 by Leith's grandfather. Two guns and a pit bull are part of an armed robbery being investigated by College Station Police. Officers were sent yesterday morning around 4:30 to a residence on Dominic between Stallings and George Bush. The victim said he had invited the suspect to his home to use and sell narcotics. The victim reported he was struck on the head multiple times with one of the guns. Then the suspect ran away when the victim let his pit bull out of another room. The suspect ran off with an undisclosed quantity of illegal drugs. His description's on our website at WTAW.com. The victim was treated at the scene for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The move out of Kane Hall is underway as plans to demolish the building move forward.
Various student services departments are moving to temporary locations on Texas A&M's West Campus, where they will remain for 3 to 4 years. Executive Associate Vice President Dave Parrott says construction plans include a new facility to better serve students, faculty, and staff.
I think students will benefit from that. I think our staff will be in space better suited to their needs of serving those students. And while it's uncomfortable right now to do without the old Kane Hall, and we're sad to see it go, replacement Kane Hall is very exciting for all of us.
Parrott says the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Disability Services, Residence Life, and the school's Student Counseling Service will relocate to modular buildings across from White Creek Apartments on Discovery Drive. A hotel, conference center, and parking garage are also in the construction plans for the old Kane Hall. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 62 degrees. This will get news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Giga Mags, in 1969, I kicked a 98-yard punt, the longest punt in NFL history, for the New York Jets. I'm Dr. Steve O'Neill, class of 68, and that's my Major Smiles moment.
Howdy. You may not be a celebrated Aggie, but you do deserve your Major Smiles moment. I'm Dr. Chuck Majors, and me and my team would love to help you and your family be ready for your Major Smiles moment. Give us a call at 979-776-6600 or come see us at majorsmiles.com.
Good morning. Creeping up on 610, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mix of sun and clouds expected for today. High temperature this afternoon, about 85 degrees, and periods of clouds for tonight with low temperatures down into the mid-60s. It'll become partly to mostly sunny and warmer during the day Tuesday. We're back up to 85 to 90 then. Periods of clouds at night, upper 60s, and a mix of clouds and sun for Wednesday. Warm, high temperature again between 85 and 90. This is meteorologist Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Aggies cracking the top 10 of the AP Top 25 in football. The in a bye week, nonetheless. We've also got the updated Associated Press poll for you. High school football report, the Aggie volleyball team wins in straight sets. Two teams from Texas in baseball are going to the playoffs. Two teams in Texas who played football last night played badly. All that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
The Texans suck so bad, it's not worth your time to even,
Yeah, it was not. That was ugly, ugly football.
I turned it on there, I think it's 21-3, and I watched two series and went, I've got something else I need to do that's more important than that.
As I like to refer to it, that's fishing football.
Yeah, exactly right.
Which is exactly what I did.
We'll have some north winds this week, which will be nice. We'll still be creeping up to 90, it looks like, though. The end of the week, maybe a slight chance of showers, and the really cool nights are kind of going away.
I mean, darn.
We'll be down at 67 or 68, but that's not nearly as good as 57 or 58.
It was enough. I like broke out a light, like something to get to work this morning. It was chilly.
Yeah,
it felt great.
It does. It's nice. And we know that's good, but you know, the grass is still crunching.
Yes.
Crunchy.
We're not getting squish. We're getting crunch. I think the people in South Carolina would be glad to give us some of their, 14 inches of rain in Charleston, I think.
Yikes.
Aggie volleyball is supposed to play there on Sunday, and I'm wondering if they're going to be able to do anything by Sunday because Columbia is apparently mostly underwater.
Yeah, it's been not too bad and not too good. In Japan, a man looking for help in pulling off a big burglary. So, of course, he posted a help wanted ad on the internet.
As you do.
Sure. Hired one of the would-be crooks who applied, and together they did pull off the robbery, getting away with a bunch of money. But the internet robber just didn't have what it takes. Short time later, he turned himself in and gave up his partner,
who was not cool. Arrested.
Well, of course, not cool to get involved, but I guess
he ratted him out.
He did. Yeah. Well, you know, just once again, look, tell me. How often have you met somebody on the internet to do business with, and has it turned, illegal business, and has it turned out badly? If I'd have known that,
I've never done anything like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I at least have to plead the fifth.
Or stupidity.
Info.
Nation.
Are you going to turn us in when this is over? You know, put that on the questionnaire, I suppose. It'd probably help a little bit.
Background check, perhaps?
Something, I guess, Oh, it says here you're honest. I'm sorry. We can't have you doing this because we're going to be committing crimes.
You usually cover personal questions like that in the pre-show meeting, Scott. Thanks for dropping that one on us.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look, or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. Monday, October the 5th, day 278. We got 87 of them to go. It's Do Something Nice Day.
Yay!
All right. World Teachers Day.
Yay!
Lots of days should be. Customers, because they have to teach your child. Customer Service Week.
Whatever.
Yeah. Customer service would be the greatest job if it weren't for the customer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, it would just be outstanding. And you know what? That's what they say about us when we're not there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's Work From Home Week. That's tough for us.
All right.
Financial Planning Week. That's always good. Fire Prevention Week. And Drive Safely to Work Week. Yeah. Somebody today is going to have an accident going to work on the Monday of Drive Safely to Work Week. It's not going to be their fault, and they're going to be very angry.
Yes.
They're going to get out of their car or truck and scream, "Don't you know it's Drive Safely to Work Week?" Birthday.
Jesse Eisenberg, Social Network, Zombieland, and several others is 32. The normal Hilton, Nikki, is 32. Jesse Palmer is 37. He's an analyst for Espen. K Kate Winslet is 40 years old. Mario Lemieux is 50. Daniel Baldwin, the burly Baldwin, is 55.
Maybe you talk about the normal one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Clive Barker, the guy that wrote Hellraiser, 63. Oh. Karen Allen is 64, the lady from Raiders of the Lost Ark and the other Indiana Jones movie. Sir Bob Geldof started with the Boomtown Rats and then did that Live Aid thing at 64. Brian Johnson, the lead singer of AC/DC, 68. And Steve Miller, 72 years old. And he's got a jazz album that is awesome.
He's not bad.
No.
He does a pretty good job.
Talented man.
Michael Andretti, second generation, 53. Grant Hill, second generation, 43, NBA guy. Ray Kroc and Larry Fine were born on the same day.
Wow.
Yeah. Ray Kroc, Mr. McDonald's, and Larry Fine would be Larry of the Stooges. This date in 1902. But, you know, what can I say? All right, 6:16.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the president once again embarrassed America after he gives a speech at the UN earlier this week claiming that we could fight ISIS with better ideas and made sure that everyone knew, quote, violent extremism is not unique to any one faith, unquote. Now, in a surprising twist, the UK Prime Minister David Cameron rebuked Obama's naive view of the Islamic group, saying that while Obama's right that violent extremism isn't unique to just one faith, we have to be frank that the biggest problem we have today is the Islamic extremist violence that has given birth to ISIS, to al-Shabaab, to al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, and so many other groups. Now, wouldn't it be nice if our president can learn from the Prime Minister of Great Britain?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Saudi Arabia has slashed prices for November oil sales to Asia and the U.S. following cuts last month by rival producers in the Persian Gulf. The top oil exporter has vowed to keep pumping as it hopes lower oil prices will stimulate Asian demand and hit rival production in the U.S. that's more expensive to produce. But while Chinese economic growth is slowing, U.S. production rose by about 68,000 barrels a day. Even though we may not be running out to buy printer paper on Thanksgiving, Staples has become the first major retailer this year to say it will stay closed on Thanksgiving Day. The announcement goes against the trend in recent years that had stores adding earlier and earlier opening hours that had the traditional Black Friday deal frenzy bleeding more and more into Thanksgiving Day. But last year, the trend saw some reversal, with more than 50 large retailers staying closed on Thanksgiving, including Lowe's, Nordstrom, and Bed Bath & Beyond. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
With KudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because KudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. KudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And KudaSign Secure Cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval. Get KudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to KudaSign.com. That's KudaSign.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501HST 25-horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. There's a mantra that people always tell kids that it gets better once you're an adult. And all those problems that seem big as a kid won't matter anymore. But is it true? Especially since you have a brand new set of problems to deal with. Well, here are the results of a discussion online yesterday that asked people to name their biggest letdown after they finally became an adult. And here's what Reddit came up with. Number one, you have to pay for everything, even stuff you didn't know, like insurance. Number two, you miss having your entire summer vacation. Number three, just because you have a salary doesn't mean you have spare money or thousands of dollars lying around to play with however you like. Number four, you don't stop having pimples when you're a grown up. Number five, you don't automatically become wise, mature, or rational. Having your own house isn't as cool as it sounds. That's number six. The buying process is horrible. Things are constantly breaking, and the whole thing costs a fortune. Number seven, even though you can buy and eat anything you want, you feel sick and fat if you eat the whole box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch every day because you want to. And number eight, you realize how much your parents did for you, what an ingrate you were, and no matter what you do now, there is no way you can ever, ever make up for it. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I was in there on Saturday, as a matter of fact, and David was trying to explain to my daughter about trading because she had got something from him and thought maybe she would like something else. He'll do that with you. Perhaps you've got something from an ex that you no longer want. Maybe it's a hand-me-down or some heirloom jewelry. To find out all that he can do for you, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can see him in person. He's on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about it at anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right. Hi today. It's still going to be nice because we'll have north winds, but it's not going to be quite as pleasant as we've been enjoying like last weekend. Look for a high temperature today about 84. Again, winds out of the north. Tonight about 65 for a low. Probably make 90 next couple of days then. Thursday maybe not. And then Friday about 85 or so. And we do have a slight chance of some showers, so maybe some Rain rolling in, they're saying 20 or 30%, but still in all, okay for this time of year, I suppose. Northeasterly winds right now, humidity 70%. It's still pretty pleasant out there. We have 64 degrees.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Everybody gets angry, but when you understand why you get angry, you may find you don't get angry quite so much. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Meet Lawrence. He's making serious money on his own schedule driving with Uber.
With Uber, you can write your own paycheck. If you want to go out and make $200 a day, you can. If you want to go out and make $500 a day, it's up to you. You sign up, and you start earning money right away. Right away, like the next day. Turn it off when you want to make money. You turn it off when you don't. It's just that simple. What are you waiting for?
Thanks, Lawrence. To start making great money with your car, sign up to Drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
When you think about it, anger is really the result of unmet needs and expectations.
We expect certain things of ourselves, we expect certain things of other people, but when those expectations aren't met, we become frustrated and angry.
Janet Pfeiffer, author of the book, The Secret Side of Anger.
I'll give you an example. I've been married almost 14 years, and when I married my husband, I wanted him to be romantic. Well, that is just not his nature. And the more I pushed him to be what I wanted him to be, the more I was disappointed and angry with him. Once I accepted the fact that he's not a romantic guy, but he's got a lot of other great qualities, that anger subsided and I was fine.
The fact is, things often happen that we don't want or expect.
You know, we leave our house in the morning to go to work and we expect that there's not going to be any traffic. And then we're stuck sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic and we're getting annoyed and aggravated and we wonder why. Because to expect that things are always going to go the way we want them to is totally unrealistic.
Angry situations are always made worse, not so much by the situation.
But it comes from the thoughts that you form about that situation. So if I'm sitting in traffic and I'm saying things to myself like, oh, God, I hate this. This happens to me all the time. The more I keep focusing on the negative and what I'm unhappy about, the more that's going to fuel my frustration and anger.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
It is time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival beginning Saturday, October the 10th through Sunday, November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are now on sale at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
WTAW News Time is 6:29. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Various Texas A&M student service departments have started moving out of Kane Hall as plans progress to demolish and replace the office building, which was originally an athletics dorm and at a hotel and parking garage.
As plans for the demolition of Kane Hall move forward, several offices are relocating to Texas A&M's West Campus, including the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Disability Services, Residence Life, and the school's Student Counseling Service. Executive Associate Vice President Dave Parrott says they're listening to student input about making the transition period as comfortable as possible.
We're listening to ideas about direct shuttles and golf cart transportation, other ideas that students are bringing forth. And as always, Aggies are taking care of Aggies, and we're appreciative for their input, and we're listening carefully to what they have to say.
Parrott says student and staff input will also help plan for a new facility to replace Kane Hall.
They're very much involved in planning the new space and planning the new facility, so it will very much be tailored to the students they serve and to the needs they have as staff to serve those students.
Also in the plans is a parking garage and a 150-bed hotel with a conference center. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Despite threats from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the University of Texas System Board of Regents has given campus presidents the right to consider hiking tuition. System spokeswoman Jenny Lacoste Caputo says it's overdue, given increased operational costs combined with less state funding.
When you look at UT Austin among its peer institutions, it is dead last in terms of total operating income. It would take an extra $5,000 per student to even put it in the middle of the pack.
Caputo says UT presidents can consider increases of 2% or more per year after receiving student input. 4 years ago, Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk announced he was running for his fifth and final term.
I enjoy the job. I love the job, and I'm just not ready to retire.
With the filing period for next year's election starting in 5 weeks, Kirk recently announced he will seek a sixth term.
I was getting people that were saying, what are you going to do, and questions about, you know, my plans. And so I thought it was important that I make that public announcement and kind of answer their questions.
Kirk says something that is in the back of his mind if he's reelected is looking for someone who will follow him in the year 2020.
We want to sustain the sheriff's organization and continue it in the direction that we've gone. So, you know, I'll be certainly mindful of hopefully developing a candidate that would follow me and carry on.
If reelected, Kirk says there are a variety of things applying to law enforcement and jail operations he wants to continue. Navasota's new police chief has family and professional ties in Brazos and Grimes counties. That includes Navasota's municipal judge, John LaFleur, who did the swearing in of Justin Leith.
In 1968, this young man's grandfather swore me in as a peace officer. He had a lot of thoughts after that about what he did. But, and it's my honor and pleasure to be able to swear in his grandson.
Leith, who was raised in Bryan, has been in Navasota for 10 years.
I don't know who organized this. I really thought this would be a small affair this morning, but that apparently isn't the case. I really look at success as something that you have to put yourself in a place to take advantage of opportunity. And today is a testament to that.
A 10-year member of the department, Leith takes over for Sean Myatt, who became Navasota's assistant city manager last October.
I know that you're going to do very well. Your heart, your soul, and your desire is there to develop others in the police department. And not only is it a sad day for me to hand the reins over, but it's also an honor.
Leith was pinned by his father, who is a lieutenant with the College Station Police Department. College Station police are investigating a case of a drug deal turning into an armed robbery and the suspect running away when the victim let loose his pit bull. This was yesterday morning about 4:30 at a residence on Dominic between George Bush and Stallings. The suspect is accused of striking the victim several times on the back of his head with a firearm. The victim was treated at the scene for non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect, whose description is on our website at WTAW.com, ran off with an undisclosed quantity of narcotics. Two former high-ranking members of the Hill County Sheriff's Department pled out while the sheriff himself appears headed to trial.
It's a plea of guilty for four counts of tampering with governmental records for Chief Deputy Mark Wilson of the Hill County Sheriff's Office and three counts for former Captain Leroy Rodriguez. Both men were sentenced to 3 years deferred probation and ordered to surrender their law enforcement licenses. Sheriff Michael J. Cox, also indicted, pled not guilty Friday. Cox is accused of abusing his office by directing an employee to complete his homework for a college criminal justice class. He, Wilson, and Rodriguez are all accused of misusing a state computer network to submit falsified licensing and certification exams. James Stanley, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:35 at 61 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
At BatteriesPlus.com, you can order light bulbs and batteries for pretty much anything and pick them up in-store, located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
People are going crazy for FanDuel's one-week fantasy football leagues. Listen up.
FanDuel, easily by far, is the best fantasy website on the planet.
With FanDuel, you have a new chance to win every week.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week this football season.
Plus, right now, FanDuel is giving you a bonus of up to $200 that gets earned as you play. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone, and enter the promo code 6161. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 6161.
Good morning, it's 6:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981. Two-way radios, paging services, call Skyline Communications. 775-2929.
Mix of sun and clouds expected for today. High temperature this afternoon, about 85 degrees, and periods of clouds for tonight with low temperatures down into the mid-60s. It'll become partly to mostly sunny and warmer during the day Tuesday. We're back up to 85 to 90 then. Periods of clouds at night, upper 60s, and a mix of clouds and sun for Wednesday. Warm, high temperature again between 85 and 90. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Anytime that you throw it 41 times and you get 86 plays and we don't have a turnover, everybody who touched the ball did a nice job.
That's Coach Sumlin following the game this past Saturday. We'll have more on Aggie football, the high school football report, and the Texas teams that didn't fare very well in football. But baseball's doing great. Two of them are going to the playoffs. All that and more coming up in sports at about 6:50.
So, of course, we got to listen to the President of the United States last week shake his finger at us and tell us we're idiots because we don't have stronger gun control legislation.
Shake, 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 shake.
Right. Because there were unfortunate deaths at a community college in Oregon. And he talked about how it's getting really routine and he's really getting tired of basically coming out and having to talk about this every few months, that this is the only civilized country in the world where these killings take place. I haven't once heard him mention the fact that last month, 59 people were shot and killed in Chicago. And up until today, 398 people have been shot and killed in Chicago. You can actually go to a website, and it'll show you the stats as to where the people are shot who died. In other words, where in their body they're shot and died. There have been that many people who have died from gunshot wounds in Chicago. But, you know, his buddy Rahm Emanuel runs Chicago, so we're not going to talk about that. I mean, are you going to talk about gun violence? Then let's talk about gun violence.
Well, the statistics are equally as bad, if not worse, in Washington, D.C.
That, too. Are we going to talk about gun violence?
No.
Or not?
Absolutely not.
But these are like open carry Wild West type situations, right?
Yeah, not, sure.
They haven't banned guns in either of these two cities?
I don't think they have, no.
Because if they had banned them, people couldn't shoot each other.
No,
it'd be impossible.
Well, of course they couldn't.
Be against the law.
You're right. Of course they couldn't.
Okay.
If it were against the law, then the shootings would stop instantly. I saw a pretty interesting picture over the weekend If I was smart enough to know how to send it to y'all, I'd send it to you. Well, it talks about the president discussing how, you know, we don't need to have weapons out there, right? His quote, basically. Then it shows a picture of him and Michelle and the people all around him. And it has a little circle that says gun, 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 pointing at all the people who do the security for them.
Well, they have to protect him from all the other people with guns.
That's right. And then the next one they had was people who create weapons, and that was the Pope talking about that, and it showed him in Central Park. Gun, 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 gun.
Yep.
So, you know, okay?
We just want the people we want to have guns.
That's
not
right. Well, that's true with anything.
Yes.
We just want to have money. We don't care about those people over there.
In our soundbite-type world, it's important to get a point across quickly, and I saw a sentence, a phrase that I think did that, and it said, If we do achieve making good people helpless, will that make bad people harmless?
Yeah, and it won't. It just won't. In the meantime, I don't know. I think the Daily Beast is probably more conservative than liberal.
I think so.
They try to call themselves centrist, but yeah. I don't think they are.
No.
Anyway, story they published about 3 hours ago.
Off the press.
Yeah, really, so to speak, if they had a press and printed it. Yeah. House Speaker John Boehner may be out. This is Matt Laszlo writing. House Speaker John Boehner may be on his way out, but the Tea Party is already moving to salt the earth to ensure his brand of politics doesn't return to the top post. Yeah.
Wow. Goodness.
The far-right wing of the party is using this Thursday's various leadership elections to extract promises in writing from the next generation of party leaders in an attempt to ensure their priorities are not sidelined again. The conservative Republican study group led by Bill Flores is demanding the half dozen or so candidates vying to lead the party fill out surveys to put in stone their position on issues ranging from Obamacare, spoiler, they'll all oppose it, and how they plan to run the people's house, spoiler, not like John Boehner. However, Representative Flores denies the conservative group is holding the party's future leaders ransom. We'll talk to the congressman Wednesday. Because it's that later that day that the candidates for all the leadership posts will address his group. So we'll got to get a kind of an inside look at what he feels like will happen there. What's interesting is, and as Flores said in the interview, it's a big family and sometimes there are fistfights, Flores quipped with a telling smile as he walked back into the House floor where leadership contestants were jockeying for support from their different functions in the grand old party. While Flores denies his purity test is a purity test, the Republicans are being less subtle about it.
Hmm.
Now, what did Kevin McCarthy do last week? Did he stick his foot in it or something? I didn't see it. I didn't hear it, so I don't know what it was.
I don't know exactly what he said or how he said it.
He said they were going after Hillary.
Yeah, basically he gave the other side some ammunition.
It was along the lines of, you know, yes, she did something wrong, but we're going to make her pay, and we're going to use this to do it.
Okay.
And everybody went, duh.
Yeah, really. That's true.
But you don't say it.
No, that's right. You're not supposed to, because then, as you say, that gives them ammunition. Now, Jason Chaffetz, the guy from Utah, is trying to go after McCarthy. He says it's really a math problem. He said that yesterday on Fox News. You need 218 votes on the floor of the House. There's 246 Republicans that will vote. But there are nearly 50 people and a growing number that will not and cannot vote for Kevin McCarthy as Speaker on the floor. He's going to fall short of the 218 votes on the floor of the House. So that's what he says.
Have you seen the Greg Abbott tweet?
I have not.
I did.
Expletive made up, you know, hashtag, et cetera, et cetera. At Cowboys defense, more porous than Texas border.
Oh, my. Very nice. The governor at the game the other night. The governor was at the ball game the other night. And so I guess since the Aggies don't play Vanderbilt here, he has to come see.
Yeah.
And he had maroon on just like he should. So, they asked Donald Trump. I guess Donald was around and available this weekend, as he always would be.
Yes.
But Donald channeled Charles Bronson when he spoke on the Second Amendment at a campaign rally in Franklin, Tennessee. You ready? Here we go. This is Trump.
Charles Bronson, right? The late, great Charles Bronson. Name of the movie? Come on. Death Wish. Remember that? We're going to cut you up, sir. We're going to cut you up. Oh, oh, oh. Bing. One of the great movies. Today you can't make that movie because it's not politically correct.
Yeah. So there. Yeah.
He's just gasoline, man.
Well, he is.
I love it.
It's just, well, it's fun. He insisted on ABC this week yesterday that Russian military action in Syria could resemble Russia's failed intervention decades ago in Afghanistan. He said, I mean, this essentially went, they essentially went bankrupt. It destroyed the Soviet Union. Now they're trying to go into Syria. So many traps. There are so many problems. When I heard they were going to fight ISIS, I said, great, let them. I spoke to a general who's very, well, you know, he said, Mr. Trump, we have no idea who these people are. And he said, let them go after him. Well, that's fine.
Sure.
Now, and I don't know why, but in an interview that was aired Sunday on Meet the Press, Chuck Todd asked what would cause Donald Trump to drop out of the presidential race.
I'm not a masochist. And if I was dropping in the polls where I saw that I wasn't going to win, why would I continue?
Well.
Yeah, but he's not. And, of course, more important than that, they spoofed him on Saturday Night Live.
No, that means you're official.
That's right. Anyway, well, but he's been spoofed many, many times. But anyhow, Sunday on Fox and Friends, they interviewed him, and of course they asked for his opinion of the job that they did in imitating him.
Well, I did watch. I thought the hair was very bad. They got to do better with the hair. The hair was really
which is what people say about Trump.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
Yeah, so there. I mean, he just, the new poll released yesterday shows his lead is smaller, but he leads Carly Fiorina. In New Hampshire GOP primary voters, 21-16. NBC Wall Street Journal poll also. Trump leads Ben Carson, 24-19. And Jeb Bush is at 7%.
Good.
7%. He's polling just 4% in a Pew Research poll. So
at what point do we start losing some?
Hey, stuff happens. Stuff happens. You know, he made a fine statement until at the end he said, stuff happens, and that ends up being the headline in it on the shooting.
Yeah.
You got to remember, they got microphones all
everywhere.
Yeah, no matter where you are and where you say it. President Obama has ordered flags on public buildings and grounds to be flown at half staff until tomorrow, following last Thursday's shooting at the community college in Oregon. Did we mention that there's shootings that are happening in Chicago every day? Did we mention that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Don't get me started.
CBS News reports Joe Biden expected to announce whether or not he'll run for president, whether or not, in the next 7 to 10 days. Two of the sources cited by CBS say the Veep is leaning toward running. You think? However, those sources also say Biden will sit out the first Democrat debate 1 week from tomorrow. Oh, that's a sweet deal. You announce and then don't have to go right up on stage.
Nope.
Huh. All right. See how all that works out. And Hillary thought she was going to get a union endorsement over the weekend, and they decide they're going to hold on to it for a little while.
Uh-oh.
Again, can't be pleasant to wake up to her in the morning. Just, you know, if your job is to have to go in and give her the news, can't be good. Well, she can't. Well, and, you know, you have to give her the news because she doesn't know how to use her iPhone, right? She doesn't use email.
Plural.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 10th, it's Farmer Rancher Liability Issues. Come explore a complex issue with tons of importance this week at Producers. And be sure to bring your legal questions. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are some good landscapes here in Texas, and then there are a few really great ones. You usually can categorize them as you drive down the street, but sometimes it's difficult to put your finger on exactly what sets them apart. Let's take a look at the components of a truly fine garden. I'll be back with details after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. If you're trying to assess just what makes a truly great landscape, forethought and planning have to come first. Any good garden starts with a design. It's like baking a cake. Unless you know all the components and start with them at your disposal, your results are very likely to be disappointing. You can do it without a formally drawn plan, but it's not as easy, and there won't be any guarantee that you'll be satisfied. Mix in simplicity. Those truly outstanding designs are usually quite basic. It's called understated elegance in other professions. In gardening, it's called the natural look. You want your plantings to look right at home in their surroundings. Unless you're into formal European knot gardens, you probably don't want to develop precise designs with your plants. Don't try anything contrived, unless the architecture of your home dictates it, and unless you're willing to spend the hours it will take to keep things in proper order. Use a variety of colors and forms, but remember that the farther you depart from plain old basic green, the more dramatic the impact's going to be. To carry it a step farther, the more dramatic the impact, the more restless and unnatural the landscape will be. Most of us would be best advised to stay away from highly variegated yellow and green leaf plants. Purple Japanese maples, forest pansy redbuds, and other reddish leaf trees are much more difficult to work into your plantings. You need to use them very, very carefully. As for growth forms, plants come in all shapes and sizes, kind of like the gardeners that grow them. You'll find columnar, upright, oval, rounded, spreading, horizontal, arching, weeping, and twisted growth habits. The farther these lean away from the normal rounded growth, the more eye-catching their effects will be. Keep in mind that your landscape is like a picture frame and that eye-catching isn't necessarily what you should strive for. Those oddball corkscrew willows and the vertical Will Fleming and weeping Yaupon hollies can be mighty tough to use effectively. If you want some type of really dramatic look in a particular spot, that's when you choose an unusual growth form. You'll also draw attention with striking textures of plants' leaves and stems. Large leaf plants are bold textured, while the smaller leaf types are much softer visually. You can use soft plants to tone down a harsh wall, or you can add pop to a planting by putting something with dinner plate-sized leaves somewhere conspicuous. Great landscapes use color carefully. We'll talk about that other times here, but just remember, it isn't a landscape if it doesn't have color. I'm Neil Sperry, flowering houseplants of an unusual sort in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:53. We'll start you off with a high school football report, and it was a big week for district play for several schools and a crosstown showdown of sorts, with College Station ripping Rudder 62-7. Consol whipped Willis 36-9, Bryan hammered Huntsville 44-21, Buffalo trounced Trinity 58-41, and St. Joe's Catholic got nudged by the Woodlands Christian 24-21. The Vikings, Tigers, and Cougars are all tied atop the district standings. Navasota had the night off. The Rattlers will take on Houston Sterling on Friday. To see more of your favorite team, just head on over to BrazosFootball.com. On now to the big fellas, where the Aggies cracked the top 10 of the AP Top 25. They slot in at number 9 after knocking off 21 Mississippi State Saturday, 30-17. The Aggies kept the Bulldogs under their 33 points a game average, and a lot of that had to do with defensive ends Miles Garrett and Deshaun Hall. Coach Sumlin said Garrett causes a lot of havoc when he does get free.
But when he gets loose last week against Arkansas, causes a fumble. This week, he gets there, creates a fumble. Deshaun Hall made some big plays, gets some negative yardage plays. So, yeah, those guys are creating some real negative yardage plays and turnovers.
Kyle Allen threw for 322 and two touchdowns and could have had two more.
Anytime that you throw it 41 times and you get 86 plays and we don't have a turnover, everybody who touched the ball did a nice job. We'd like to have those other two touchdowns, you bet. You know, that's what I'm saying. I think we can play better.
No game time has been set, but of course you can hear all of it start to finish as soon as they set it at News Talk 1620 WTAW. That Associated Press poll we mentioned before stayed pretty much the same, with Ohio State at the top of the list, followed by TCU, Baylor, Michigan State, and Utah round out the top five. Buckeyes received 38 first-place votes, which is the fewest so far this season. TCU got some, so did Baylor and Utah. Texas A&M even got one first-place vote. Texas A&M sophomore outside hitter Kira McGee had 12 kills, and junior middle blocker Jasmine Babers added 10 and 7 blocks to lead the Aggies to a straight-set victory over Ole Miss. The ladies will take on defending SEC champ and preseason favorite Florida on Friday. Texas A&M soccer is coming off an uncharacteristic 2-loss run, but they snap back with vengeance, blanking Mississippi State 4-0 on Friday. Aggie soccer coach G. Guerreri said that's exactly what the ladies needed to do.
It's exactly the response that you'd expect from the defending champions and really the defending back-to-back champions. You'd expect that when they have a chance to get back on the training field that they would go after it, and they did this week. It was a really good week on the practice field, and I thought that we responded well to the physicality that was brought by the other team, but at the same time, the ball was on the ground. Our possession was really, really good. Scored four really good goals, and really to shut out this team was a nice accomplishment.
Alabama rolls into Ellis Field this coming Friday at 7. In the NFL, Drew Brees hit C.J. Spillers with a short pass, and the running back turned it into an 80-yard touchdown on the second play of overtime as New Orleans won 26-20 over the injury-decimated Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Jason Garrett seemed to be just happy the Cowboys could get it to overtime.
I thought our team did an unbelievable job coming back in this ball game and tying it up at the end. A big-time throw from Brandon to T-Dub for the touchdown there, and did a good job surviving at the end of regulation. Got a great break that they missed the field goal, but our guys battled and fought and scratched and clawed.
New England is at Dallas this coming Sunday at 3:25. Devontae Freeman scored three more touchdowns to add to the three he had last week, and the Atlanta Falcons romped the Texans 48-21. Head coach Bill O'Brien said it was all on him.
Terrible. Starts with me. Terrible coaching. I got to do a better job. I got to figure out what I can do better to be a better head coach of this team.
Texans will get a chance to wash the taste out of their mouth in a hurry. They've got a quick turnaround. They'll play the Colts at NRG Stadium this Thursday night. In Major League Baseball,
1-1, high chopper, hits to the left side, fielded by Owings, throws the first, and that is the ball game. Let the celebration start as the Houston Astros, with the Angels losing earlier today, are going to the wild card game for the first time since 2005.
Houston's going to the playoffs for the first time in a decade, despite ending with a 5-3 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Dallas Keuchel says the Astros are moving on up.
Yeah, the more we win, the more we play as a team, the more people talk about us, and we want people to talk about us because we're no slouch anymore. We're at the bottom of the barrel.
Houston heads to the Big Apple for the Yankees in the wild card game at 7:00. Speaking of Keuchel, he'll get the start for the Astros as Michiro Tanaka will go for New York. And finally, Cole Hamels and the Texas Rangers finally clinched the AL West title on the last day of the regular season. Hamels pitched a three-hitter as the Rangers beat the Angels 9-2. Jeff Banister told his players they could make the playoffs during spring training.
They never quit. They showed up. They got pushed around a little bit from time to time. But we told them in spring training, why not us? Why couldn't it be us when everybody else said we couldn't do it?
Texas plays its first AL Division Series game since 2011 on Thursday in Toronto. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Let's do some weather, brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com. High temperature today, probably going to be about 90 or so. Low temperature tonight, probably 68. Keep that for the next few days, and then won't be quite so warm as we head on through the week. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 7 o'clock.